stories told of a man that went to work in Joburg from the Blawayo, from the Matabeleland region. And after about 7 years, he sent a message to his wife to say, I'm coming back, and I'm returning. And the wife made sure the kids were clean, the house was clean. She even borrowed perfume from next door to make sure things were looking good. Then they went to wait for the husband at the bus stop, you know, the traditional way of doing things. They got there mid-afternoon and the husband didn't show up until 6 p.m. or so, and it was getting dark. But just when it was getting dark, one of the young children looked back to their house and asked the question and said, isn't that dad? Because it looked like someone's carrying bags and has just, you know, dropped off a bus. And indeed it was their dad. And they all ran towards the dad, including the dog, the family dog. Everybody was excited to see dad. Even the dog was jumping and was excited to see dad. And then they went into the house. As soon as they entered the house, everybody got in, and the dog wanted to also go in. And everybody looked back and said, no. You don't belong inside. Out, out, out. That's the role of the youth during election. When it's strategic to engage them, it seems we're all strategic partners. But when it comes to the real issues, they are thrown out. But I also don't blame the politicians. Because imagine if youth would say, no, enough is enough. We will not allow ourselves to be used to perpetrate violence. We will not allow ourselves to be engaged when we are youthful, which is during elections. No one has ever approached the youth and said, you know, there's a crisis in this country, what do you think? It's an afterthought, just like the women are an afterthought in most cases. So I think the youth can also begin to say, no, this is not our space. We'll not allow ourselves to be used by politicians. Because what happens is, we might beat up people, we might campaign violently for an election, but it comes and goes. And we remain as neighbors, as brother and sister, as colleagues. So I think we also need to begin to define our role as young people.